double standard. Yo, for my anger to settle, man, give me a treble. Wait, I've got to mingle, so give me a single. In fact, I'll take a double, because this may start trouble. All these double standards are getting me angered. From Lawrence to Walker to Christopher Alder, it seems some English people can't deal with the evil that lurks in their house when they get found out. We blacks should shut mouths and not speak about the way we get treated in some English towns, or speak of our losses because of white bosses who've got every right to dismiss our plight of fighting for lives when police shine their lights, or keep us in the dark about monkey chants. While black soldiers die on police station floors, they'd rather deny how we're treated like whores and left on all fours, while they have a laugh in stations and courts. The standards they have don't add up like math. They'd rather not hear about the veneer behind cover-ups that exposes staff about just how low their standards can go. Excuses, excuses, and yes, more excuses are what they provide to cover their looseness. All people do wrong is their new hot song. It's time to move on and dismiss our past wrongs. All this while young Trayvons are lost due to shots from Zimmerman bods? Of course we should, Massa, lest he raise those chapters. See, I'm down with the man, Lillian Turam, so take the stance that double standards land in the laps of clans who stand next to racists in various places, but won't get in the faces of those who spread hatred. I wonder sometimes whether they recognise or take time to think about anything beyond their white kin. It's clear most don't, and won't rock the boat when within their folk they hear subtle jokes that expose attitudes with racist-style views. How many make feuds within their own crews? It seems there aren't many who truly are ready to really say something. They'd rather do nothing and be, yes, complicit with those who are racist, but are quick to run lines and want to start fights with blacks who aren't shy to speak on their crimes and bring them to light. The question is, why? Their standards seem doubled when their feathers get ruffled. It's clear they get troubled and just will not be humbled. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's like Mos Def said, when they do it well, it's seen as success. When we do it well, it's seen as suspect. But who are suspect? When their standards are checked, it's time to inspect and let me cut the deck. I ain't from Wu-Tang, but know about clans and ignorant gangs who still take the stance that immigrants caused their country's downfall. So let's double check and get this correct. When they move around across different towns on, yes, foreign grounds, does their migration or immigration make for better nations, when how they get stationed seems to bear no relation to living in squalor and begging for dollars or begging for pounds? That's really not how they seem to get down, do they? Fear police when they walk the streets upon foreign shores or live like the poor. Their standards stay high wherever they lie. Of course, I meant lay. But in the UK, immigrants aren't okay and should, yes, play away, unless they will play in ways that display a wish to conform and not kick up a storm when how they are treated is racism born. I double up my standards so that they stay high and will not have handlers decide how I ride, and don't keep whoring types standing by my side, and don't hide behind lies or ignorant pride. It's now clear to me some forget their manners and seem to be hampered when it comes to them seeing how they hold double standards.